Jim and Marjorie now.
96.9 Boston Talks.
7:49, some of you saw him on the cruise, the Jim and Marjorie Midwinter Cruise, and for those who didn't, here he is, sort of in the flesh, or probably in the flesh, knowing him as I do. This would be Carl from New Hampshire. Good morning, Carl.
I am in the flesh. How did you know that?
I love that. I can feel it. You know what I mean? By the way, it's 7:49. It's going up to 41 degrees. What do you got for us this weekend, Carl from New Hampshire?
Hey, that cruise was a great time, wasn't it?
It was fabulous. It was great to have you there.
It was very fun.
Yeah. Watch your hands next time, by the way, but that's we can talk about that in private.
I should have cleaned up a little more.
Okay, go ahead.
I'll tell you what's going on. The Bourbon Street Blowout.
When's that?
That is tomorrow, 2 to 8 p.m. at Faneuil Hall Marketplace. This is, of course, supposed to be a little Mardi Gras in Boston.
Oh, I love that.
And listen to this. Beads, beads, beads. Bring them if you got them. The one with the most wins.
Love
now,
that.
Yeah, okay. Now, for anyone who's ever been to Mardi Gras in New Orleans, you know that what they're really saying is breasts, breasts, breasts. Bring them if you got them.
No, they are not. They're not.
Wait a minute, this is cold?
They are. They're not talking about beads, Jim.
No, that Marjorie,
it's
you know,
cold.
Don't be so. No, it is true. I mean, there are a lot of bare breasts at Mardi Gras. It is true. They do. It is true. There's a lot of flashing, and usually the flashing is done by the women with a lot of beads. That happens to be true. I know that.
Marjorie is right. It's cold. Thank you, Marjorie.
Yeah, I'd heard that before, Carl. That's very clever of you to bring that forward again.
By the way, as always, whenever Carl does these things, if you go to our page, Jim and Marjorie page, 969bostontalks.com, it's got the email of the websites, all this sort of stuff, so you can actually learn what's really happening at these events. What else?
It's going to be a very different occasion at Faneuil Hall. Paula Poundstone at the Wilbur Theater. That's tonight.
She was with us last year, actually. She was great. Yep.
Yeah, she's great.
Sudbury native, I believe.
I know. Right? She's a Massachusetts gal, yep.
There was a great little article in the Inside Track in the Herald today about her saying how she forbids all her kids to use
this.
Facebook or tweet until they're 18.
Good for her.
That's not easy
Good
to do.
Her.
She's pretty funny. That's the Wilbur, the great Wilbur Theater. What else you got?
Murder at the Museum.
What's that?
I love this. This is tomorrow, 1 p.m. at the Museum of Fine Arts.
Yeah.
Watson Adventures presents this murder mystery scavenger hunt. A curator has been murdered and left a trail of clues connected to the artwork at the museum. Now, I used to love these murder mysteries. Used to go almost every weekend. And then I went to one where an actual murder took place and turned into a real pain in the neck.
No, but wait a second. This is the MFA.
You know,
this is like
warrants, fingerprints.
You mean like those dinner? I've never been to one. You mean like those dinner things where you go to dinner and there's a big mystery unfold?
Says.
I heard them. I heard them.
Carl killed somebody.
I heard them. Go ahead.
Yeah. It would have been like our boat cruise last weekend if someone had gone overboard or something.
Yeah.
Okay,
many people
fine.
Have thought about it. Hey, you know what?
MFA is great, too.
Well, scavenger hunts are great. I love scavenger hunts.
I used to like those. I don't like them
anymore. I used to love those when I was a kid.
You have anything else interesting here or what?
Of course, all my stuff is interesting.
What do you got?
Listen to this, and you might be interested in this, Jim, because I thought I noticed something on the cruise last week. Two-day event planning certificate program.
Oh, I'd love that. Where is that?
Yeah, that's tomorrow at 1 p.m. at Intercontinental Boston. Now, if you're like me and you love planning events, weddings, anniversary parties, circumcisions, civil unions, now you can be certified with just this two-day course at the Intercontinental.
That's actually not a horrible event planning.
That's kind of suspicious.
What's suspicious about it?
Because how can you possibly learn to be an event planner in 2 days?
Well, that's actually another good point.
Don't you think?
How about that,
that's
Carl?
A little bit short.
Well, you know, it's a long 2 days. Okay, this isn't like some thing we just go and hang around the hotel for 2 days and get a certificate. They work you hard.
Okay.
I actually think it's pretty good. And party planning and event planning is actually fun. It's stressful,
but
it's great.
Look at the guy from Boston, Brian Raffinelli, who does like everybody. Like,
he
does all the presidential things.
He does
at the White House. Yeah, bipartisan. Did it for Bush. Did it for
you know he graduated from the two-day certificate course a couple of years ago.
I don't think so. Did he do it for Bush? Probably not.
I don't know. It doesn't matter if he did or not. What else you got?
A couple more things. The New England Home Show.
Love that.
That actually
that's
is pretty great.
Deal. Yeah, that's a big deal. That's this weekend at the Seaport World Trade Center, from lighting to flooring, siding to roofing, and special courses this year in copper, taking copper salvage and 24-hour evictions. And learn how to freeze your home just prior to foreclosure. So a little different twist on the home show this year.
Oh, God.
Where's this? Oh, the Seaport World Trade Center.
Seaport World Trade
Center. That's becoming huge, actually. Okay, what else?
Yeah, learn how to rip copper out of the walls. This is one of my favorite, and we've talked about this before.
What's that?
Fire and Wine.
What is it?
Fire and Wine. That's
I heard
tomorrow,
it.
6:30 to 9 p.m. I like to say it twice sometimes. Jim,
okay, good. Emphasis, okay, for emphasis.
Okay. Diablo Glass School. And, you know, nothing says party more than alcohol and Bunsen burners. Great wines, finger food, and molten glass. Blow your own carafe.
You can? By the way, glass blowing. There's nothing more beautiful.
Didn't you go to some glass blowing?
In Italy, I did.
That's right. Jim went to Italy to the glass blowers.
Jim's great Italian trip.
Okay, whatever. Don't worry about it. You know what I love about this, by the way? Carl's about to mention, we are actually doing an event for a very good cause tomorrow night with Carl in New Hampshire. And he's going to mention in a second. You know what the beauty is? Virtually every single thing he has promoted conflicts with that event. It's like brilliant event planning. You know what I mean, Carl?
Yes, I gave people a lot of options other than coming to our event tomorrow.
Okay, what is our event? Why are we doing it? Where are we doing it? And how do people get tickets, please?
Exactly why I wasn't able to get my event planning certificate. it's tomorrow night, Amato Center, Boys and Girls Club, Milford, 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock cocktail hour with Jim and Marjorie. Frank Santarelli headlining, a great guy from The Sopranos, Bobby Seibel. So a great night of comedy, all to support the Kim Cates Fund, the scholarship fund for the Cates family. So we're really excited. We've got good response, and I'm looking forward to seeing you guys.
And by the way, we don't want to dwell on it, but for those that remember, Kim Cates was the person that, one town over from Carl, who obviously was horribly and savagely murdered by these total monsters, and her family is trying to make something good out of something unthinkably horrible.
Great scholarships.
And Carl's working with them, and they're raising. It's just a great thing. It's Kim Cates, KIMCATES. It's a K for Kim, a C for Cates, fun.org. It's in Milford tomorrow night. It's only a little more than an hour away from Boston. We're going to be there. Great.
For folks in the area, really, like you said, this is more than a comedy night. This is a chance to come out and really support the family. David Cates will be there. So think of it in that way. It works both ways. It's a feel-good deal for everybody.
I agree. We're really looking forward to it. So tomorrow night, Carl and Frank Santarelli. Who's the other comedian again?
Bob Seibel.
And me and Marjorie at the Kim Cates Fund. It's in Milford, New Hampshire, the Amato Center, 6 to 10. Get tickets, or if you can't make it, do a contribution. KimCatesFund.org. Carl, we'll see you tomorrow night. We're looking forward to it.
Thanks. See you tomorrow night.
Thank you very much,
Carl. Carl from New Hampshire.
Jim has promised to do a little stand-up as well for
the
folks.
You and I are going to do a little
I'm not.
Comedy, such as it is.
Okay.